Parsha is Vayikra. El Moshe is a small aleph. I stopped reading about the small aleph. Vayikra without an aleph is a lashon of mikra. The person is not misboinin in the right oifen, and he thinks everything is mikra. Only if you're misboinin, and that's why it's a small aleph. If you don't look closely, if you don't concentrate and notice that there's the aleph there, Amunah, or the Baruch Hu, then it looks like Vayikar. Only if you concentrate and you notice that there's a small aleph, then you realize that everything is from the Bayer Elam. That's also Amalek. Asher Karcha Badera. Everything is Mikra. That's the meaning of the small aleph. Amar is the meaning of the Karbonis. Ganze Zvachim, Menachis. The essence meaning of the Karbonis, if you do it as a Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban, the Rambam says that the Yisod of the Karbonis is to be marchik a person from Avodah Zarah, to be marchik a person from Aver. That's the Matara of a Karbon. Yishach away the Avodah Zarah. Soin is the semel of the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. Yishach away Avodah Zarah. And the Ramban, in Pasuk Tes, he has an Arichas against this Rambam, and he says that's the whole need of a Karbon, to yishach away Avodah Zarah. What's the need of a different kind of Karbonis? Oilo, Shlomim, Chatos, and the way of Nichoyah. There's different avoiders, Domolamata, Ramala, Steinma, Tanishim Arba. What's going on? How can there be so many Prati Dinim? It's one path to go of getting away from Averis. So Abad Rabban says, you see here that Inyan of Kavanas is much deeper. It's to be Makarb, Koychis, and Dalilomas al Yoinim, and every Karban has its own Matara. So the Meshach Chachma brings down at the beginning of Ayikud, this Machlaikis. When he quotes the Ramban, he says it's an Indian of electri ruchni. It's some kind of ruchniistic electricity. Something that's just the lashon of the Meshech Chachma. Something going on upstairs. That's the Indian. Every carbon has matar. But the Meshech Chachma says he wants to give it upshara. Ken Zayin, there's a difference between a bama and a debate amigdosh. Ken Zayin, the Indian of being marked of a carbon bibama was only like the Rambam Shita. Carbon bibama is not what happened that way in his own. Only in Beit HaMikdash there, the Indian is talking that there's teeth in Yonim in every carbon, what it does. Now, we don't have carbonis nowadays. We have tefillahs, the mokum carbon, tefillahs, connected carbonis. Pick them according to one man, the Omer and Brachas. There's Halachas Shulchan Aruch and Simin Sadi Ches and the Halachas of Davening, Sib Dalid. He talks about how a person has to, in the tzura of a person by Davening, in Sib Dalid he says, and from the Torah, tefillahs, the mokum carbon. And therefore he says there's a lot of things that the Davening, a person's tefillah has to look like a carbon. First of all, you need kavana, dugmas, a carbon. Another thing, where you're ayav b'machshava, acheres, come on, your machshava, that's poiselus in custom, you can't have a bad machshavas. You need mu'umid, you need to be standing, do me da hoida. You need kviyas mokoyim, just like every carbon has a kviyas mokoyim. You can't have a chatzitza be'noi be'nakir, also like by a carbon. And you have to have ma'bushim noim yuchadim l'tfilah. Just like the kohen gadol, the kohanim also, has special begadim, you need special begadim. But that ends up, not everyone can be mavad with money on that. But we call looking toif shi'ilim mechnasayim yuchadim l'tfilah mishav nakir. The person should have ethis. So beg is miyuchid for davening. Adam ki yakrav mikem karban. In the way of Leo, he tells an interesting deal. The lashon of the pasuk is Adam ki yakrav mikem karban. But later on in Perek Dalet it says nefesh ki secheto. When it talks about the hakrav of the karban, it says Adam. When it says doing the aver, it's the nefesh. So he says the person is composed of both parts. The person is a guf, gashmius, he's an Adam, ne'adoma, but he also has a nefesh. When you're money for the chayt, it's nefesh kisechta. He gives a marshal, the medesh brings the marshal. That a kohen had two wives. One was a bat kohen and one wasn't. And he gave them lechem, and they were supposed to watch it shouldn't become nitmus. And they were nichshal. So who does he scream at? At the bat kohen. Because she should have known better. She knows to be nizer in these things. So when the person does the avera, the tzvi originally right away is on nefesh kisechta. But his baruch has a bain on the neshama, on the nefesh that comes from the alyoinim. Not on the adam. What does he know? He comes me'adamah. But when you're bringing the carbon, the need of bringing the carbon is already Adam ki yakrav mikem carbon. And then it's Mailuch, Aveli is Mailuch, that the Adam has to be Mailu and stuff. The purpose of a carbon is to be Mailu the Adam. That as opposed to being Adam, Meha Adama, it's Fakert, it's Adama Lehelion, that he has to bring himself up. And that's the need of the carbon. Adam ki yakrav mikem, Rashi says, and again, the Sukkot here, we have a Baba Kama, Adam ki yakrav mikem, Rashi says, Adam lo menemar, why does it say Adam? Ma Adam Arishan Lehikrav Min HaGezel Sha'akoyim HaYishaloi Af Adam Oitakriv Min HaGezel. You can't be Makriv Min HaGezel. God of the Gemara in Sukkah says that when it's Lefnei Yish, you can't be Makriv Min HaGezel because it says Mikem. And Taisa over there says, it's not even the real reason. The real reason is because Ein Adamat is Dorosh Ein Shaloi and the Baba Kama. But Rashi says, because on the Marishan is a simon of someone that can't have Gezel. So there's a Pella. There's a Gemara that has in that Lulvo. It says, Nikol Eit Hagan. The chat is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, Redu Bidgat Hayom Ha'oif HaShamayim V'chol Chai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, all the Chayis and Behemoth belong to you. So they're all there, none of them belong to Gan and Hevel. But by the Peiros Ha'aretz, there was never a prophet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Adam Rishon owns all the Peiros Ha'aretz. So when it comes to Karbonis, which is Minah Behemoth, so Rashi said, Ma Adam Rishon Ha'hikr of Minah Hevel, Shakoyim HaYashaloi, everything was his. Because the prophet said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, everything belongs to you from the Behemoth. But the other Gemara that headed after the bomb that it says, Mikol Eitz Hagan, Hawaii Menagedo, from the fruits of the tree, Abad, this is a din, that there was a din that he's allowed to eat, but not Menagedo, he shouldn't steal from Gaim and Hero. Pasuk Yid Aleph, Peshachat Oysel, Yerach, and Mizbeach, Tzafoina, there's a din of Tzafoin, Kachim, an Oyla, another Kachim needs Tzafoin, it's all Sugi, and Ezim, and Koyman, and Nath Memches. Now the Gemara of the din of Tzafoin is by Imanatsoin. How do you know by Bakr? The Gemara says, Bab Mait of Alin Yerishoin, and then there's a Kaseidu, a holy man, how you know that all Kachay Kachay needs Tzafen. So why is that the Dara say Tzafen by Tzoin? So Chan Kanievsky says, because the first carbon every day is the carbon coming is Tzoin. So even though it says Bakr here first, but the Parsha of Tzafen, it rather would say by Tzoin, because that's the first carbon that you make. You go to the Karbonis, you have Oyla, Mincha, Chatos, Osham, Hayam. We go to the end, you have the Parsha of Karbon, Oyla, V'yoyrit. Nefesh Kisechet HaVisham HaKol Olav U'ed Oyra Yoda. If a person, certain Averis, most times you do an Averis, you bring a Karbon Chatos. A regular Karbon Chatos, but there are certain Chatois for not being made, for Nechmes Vituma. There are certain Averis that have a special Parsha of Karbon, Oyla, V'yoyrit. And Karbon Oyla V'yoyrit has three Madregas. If you're rich, then you bring a behema of a chatas taka. But if you're not as rich, and lo yitzagiyu yodai, they say, you don't have enough money for the set, so you bring shnei toyrim or shnei b'nei yodai, you bring two oifas. Echad lo oyla ve'echad l'chatas ve'echad lo oyla. And if you don't even have money for that, then lo yitzagiyu yodai l'shnei toyrim, so you bring a mincha. No. And if you don't even have enough money to bring a carbon mincha, so the Rambam must say, if you don't have a carbon to bring about, even to bring a mincha, you don't have enough money. So, Lev Nishba, a person that has nothing other than a tzibach in the heart, that's what he's matzah. But there's another nasich, as the hot nishba, filu gel for a karbon mincha, tarmin is zindikin. If you don't even have enough to be a karbon for yourself afterwards, tarmin is zindikin, you don't have an eitzit, and that's the takin out of karbon for you. You shouldn't do any chatoim of that, you matzah. The tarmin is zindikin, says our matzah. But that's the three levels of the parsha. Now the shalom of the mafarshim ask, why does the middle guy bring oifois, he brings two oifois. He brings an oilas oif and a chatas oif. L'choyra, if we were talking about a carbon chatas, either it should be a behema or an oif, or a mincha. Why, by the middle madrega, you bring an oila and a chatas? So one shot is because the middle guy, when he's bringing his aveira, he starts having hirhurim. Oh, he's jealous about the rich guys that are able to bring a behema. And for a hirhure aveira, you have to bring a carbon oila. The very poor guy who has a mincha, and certainly the guy who has nothing, we said, that's Rashanish of them, that he's past that stage of it. But the middle guy is bringing an oif, hadir hurim, and therefore he has to have a kapara for an oil. But there's a different ma'alech, and that's what we'll say in the day, Panana Maisa with the Meshach Chochma. In the Orsa Meach, in Hilchas Maisa Sheni, Perek Zayim, Halacha Gimel, the Orsa Meach says the Dvar Chiddush. There's a Gemara in Chulin, the Chok Beis, and the Gemara is talking about this carbon oil of Yair, that you bring an oil and a chatas. The Gemara has the halakha meaning that you can bring the oil at night. Normally you could never be massive a carbon at night. But the Gemara is working out, maybe only the chatas you can't bring at night, maybe the oil you can bring at night. Come on, we want a plastic. The oil you also can't bring at night. Fresh under Rashba and Shuva. What's the halakha meaning that you should be able to bring the oil at night? It's a regular carbon like any other carbon. And Rashba, I'm sure. He takes out the gears, I think, in the Gemara Chulin. And the Oros Sameach said the Chiddush. He brings down from the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra asks, the Kasha was spelling on, why did he have to bring an oil with a chalal? If he's rich, he brings a behemoth for a chadis. If he's poor, an oil for a chadis. If he's very poor, a mincha. What then does he have to bring an oil? Zokti Ibn Ezra, because every carbon has to have amarim. Every carbon has a chavit that, when an oil goes everything up, but every carbon, at least a little bit, has to have amarim that go onto his back. If you know a little bit about chadis or oil, there's only a matan domen. And the entire bird goes to the kahanim to eat. And there's only a matan domen on in his back. But there's no amarim. There's no amarim. Nothing that's put onto the bear. You shecht it, you do malika, you give, you do the matan domen, and then you give the buster to the kain. Now every carbon has to have some kind of amarim, especially if this guy would have been rich, he would have bought a kedis. So instead, the option is you bring by minchosa, the chelik of the kmitza and the shirani. But by an oil, there is no amarim. So you have to bring it as a package deal, the oil also. I thought you even as Zokhtar Sameach, if that's the pshat, that the reason you bring an oil is just a hechatimsa, that it's for amarim. So then maybe it makes sense to have that if you already makar the chatas by day, then the oil is oil, you could already be makar that night. You're not really mechayiv an oil, you're only mechayiv a chatas. And as being of medium financial status, you have to bring an oif. And you have to go out and have an amrim. So you bring along an oif with oif also. But since it's only a hechatimsa for amrim, there could always be a havamina that you should be able to be makar that at night. That's why you need the pasuk. And they say over a story that someone had a dream, and in his dream, the Rashba, he sees the Rashba standing in Kamal Yishlomala, and the Rashba says that he had this kasha for hundreds of years. What's pshat in this Gemara Chulin? And he never had a teretz. But now he said there's a yid in Dvinsk, or Meir Simcha, but some gizot pshat. And this gives him the Gemara Chulin that this kasha atzad of his kedrut. I don't know what the mindset of the shtickle, the chiddush based on the Ibn Ezra, and it's the man, and it was a mindset shame. He says the more. That's the mahal, that's why you have to make an oil. So I was clearing with Fidim and Meir Simcha, I'm not sure. There's a sfatenet. He wants to know what's the din if a poor guy decides to be machmer. Lamusha, there's another place also where there's a musik, it depends if you're rich or you're poor, by a mitzvah. A mitzvah also, it depends if you're rich or you're poor. A rich guy brings behemoth, and a mitzvah only brings oil. And the Ravir says if a rich guy decides to bring a poor guy decides to bring a rich guy's carbon, he's yaitza. And he went even off, he upgraded. But the Sfasemet clears, maybe that's not over here, by Kork Oil of the Yair, the Sfasemet has a tzad. If you're an oni, a medium oni, and you were supposed to bring two oifos, so if you decide to be machmir on yourself and bring a kethes, you're not going to be yaitza. Because since you're an oni, and you're a real mechiv was to bring oifos, and the mechiv of oifos includes an oiva also, when you're bringing a kethes, you're not going to bring an oiva. And that's why you're not going to be yaitza. You have to go again and be machmir. I'm a sukkah, I'm crying, let me make simcha. The reason you have to bring the oil, there's no din of oil. It's a hechatim that has amarim. If you were machmir and you went there to bring a kevet, so you have amarim in the kevet. What's the problem? So taki tefasemet doesn't stem with this mahalach from a meir simcha. But it's not muchlach. Because even with a meir simcha, we explained it with a hava, meaning you could be machmir and not. Kamash from under the puppet. So you have to make an oil. Meaning even if the Ebenez is right, that the time of the crawl, why you're supposed to be makav an oil also, is an order that should be amrim. Or for kahayoy, now if it's their sakosiv, that it's an interesting thing, that for a rich guy brings only a keves lachatas, a very poor guy only a mincha lachatas, but a medium guy, that's his din, to bring an oil and a chatas. Klerat is fasemet. That if he's going to try to be makavir, so to speak, and bring a keves, he's missing his oil, because his real thing was oil. Akidekata chobasafik, shvet it wasn't. This guy was makavir, bought a keves, so it's fasemet, he's not yoyza. He has to bring a chatas and an oil aside. Maybe it's enough to just bring an oil aside. A chatas he brought already. He was even machmir, he brought a behema. You tell me, there's a din of an oil also. So he's bringing the oil. What do you want from that? A brent oil aside? Pashtas not, because there's only three oifanim of the parsha. There's an oifan of keves, there's an oifan of two oifos, and there's an oifan of mincha. Loi shamanah, that there's a din of bringing a keves with an oil aside. So my son, you have to bring both words again. But this is my topic, if this fasemes stims, with the Meshech Chochmah is Chiddush Tikkun Mahalach. There's other Nachminis of Chosim. Yeah, it's Pasha Zohar this week also. There's a special Haftarah for Pasha Zohar. We lane. First of all, we lane Pashas Kiseite. At the end of Pashas Kiseite, we lane the Inyan of Amalek. And then there's a special Haftarah for Parshas Zohar. But there's a machloikis in between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfar, what Haftarah is supposed to be. Not what Haftarah is supposed to be, but where do you start? It's about the Haftarah that Shaul killing out the Amalekim, and he didn't kill all of them, and then they killed Agag. The whole parasha. But there's a machloikis. The Sfarim start by Yoimer Shmuel al Shaul, Oifti Shavach Hashem al Ashkech al Melech al Amay al Yisrael, Va'at Hashmal al Kol Divrei Hashem. And the Ashkenazim start from the next prophet. They skip that prophet. Koyam Ar Hashem Tzavotis. Pakarti et Asa Asa Amalek. They start from that prophet. So, there's a Mahalach that there's really a din that the only time this Mechiyas Amalek is after Klai Yisrael has a Melech. There's a Seder that one first the Melech and then Mechiyas Amalek. But there's a shalom that we're showing in this, Mechiris and we're showing in. Is it mamish ma'akid? It's a din that Mochemes Amalek is mamish li'kubi, you need a melech. Without a melech, there's no din of Parshas Amalek, of Mochemes Amalek. But mamish there's no melech, so there's no Mochemes Amalek. We'll see the Amshech, is it bichlau, is it only on a tzibur, even on a yachin? That's a machloek is over. Is it ma'akid that you need a melech? I don't know, it's locked out that it has to go through with a melech. There's a seder, Klai Yisrael, and then Eretz Yisrael, first melech, then Amalek. But not that it's mamish ma'akid and Hilchas Amalek that you need a melech. So you can say that that's telling the two nischais of Haftarah. If you learn that Melech is Ma'akev, so you have to start off. Sholach Hashem al-Mashchech al-Melech al-Ama Yisrael. If you learn that Melech is Ma'akev, so then you get straight to the point. You start with the Pasuk. Pakati Eis HaShoros HaMoik. It says, when Esther went into Achashverosh, Batilbash Esther Malchus. The Gemara dashes from here, and she was Leivish Ruach HaKodesh. This is the Gemara's Makar Megillah, that she was a Nevi'ah, the Shiva Nevi'ah. The Makar that Esther was a Nevi'ah. Batilbash Esther Malchus. But there's another Chazal, Batilbash Esther Malchus, Shalom Shabigdei Shaul HaMelech. She put on the begodim of Shaul HaMelech. Ken Zayn! The email here is that Esther is going in to get home on him. Eventually, that's the plan over here. And it's she's doing the Mechias HaMolech over here, and then it has to go through with Melech. She's Esther HaMalka. But there's an Indian that it should be with Levisha's Bigdei Shaul. That's the Dosh Teitov. Batilbash Esther Malchus is a Seder I've learned that it has to be Malchus, and then you're able to go to the Mechias HaMolech. Another right to this concept. It says, finally, at the end of that third, when they kill Agag, when Shmuel kills Agag, Yeshate, Shaul didn't do it, right? And Shmuel went and does it. So Shmuel says, Kasher Shiklun Mashim Chadecha, Kein Tishka Minoshim Imecha. Just like you killed out so many people, I'm also going to get you now. By Yeshate, Shmuel at Agag. So the Velda asks, why do we have to give him a drasha here? Kasher Shiklun Mashim Chadecha, Kein Tishka Minoshim Imecha. There's a misconception there, right? So Shaul messed up on it, that was the problem. And now he's killing out Agag. Why do we have to give a drasha? So plus you could say, because it's an Indian by Amalek, you have to be Ma'oir the sinner. It's not Tamzeh to kill out Amalek, you have to soon see what Amalek is. But you have to be Ma'oir the Indian of sinner, and then Taka to kill out Amalek. That's why the Taka is Zechiris Amalek, and then we go and do the Malkam. We have to be Ma'oir the sinner. So he's Ma'oir the sinner. Kenzai. Or you could say, you need a Melech. Shaul HaMelech just now was punished. A few psukim earlier. Kor HaShem es Mamlachtecha. As Mamlachus Yisrael Mi'alecha Hayoim. When his son of the Reach HaToyim Bimecha. The Pasuk says that Shmuel was Mevater for Shaul, that he lost his Malucha. Because he was Nichshal, that he didn't kill him all out. So he lost his Malchus. Oh, if he lost his Malchus, it says, Kor HaShem es Mamlachus Yisrael Mi'alecha Hayoim. He lost his Malchus. There's no Melech anymore. There's no Melech and there's no Mitzvah of Mechemes HaMolech. So why did Shmuel kill a guy? That's what they want to say of Shekel, that he bowed. Shaul, what is Malucha? You have to stop it. But again, there's another pshat, and there's another pshat that you have to be Ma'ir the sinner. I'm going to give you another Mahala. There's a deacon, say, for instance, in the Rambam, that when you're Makayim the Mohammed Samolik, you have to take a say the Pasuk, Zohar, Esa Shalosa. There's an Indian of mentioning the Pasuk, saying the Pasuk, when you do the Mohammed. Now where does it say over here that Shmuel said a pasuk? It doesn't say he said a pasuk. So I'm crying, he said a pasuk. He said a pasuk in Tanakh. It's also a pasuk. He didn't say the pasuk in Parshas Kisei. He said a pasuk. Right here is the pasuk. In Shmuel. This is the pasuk. And we'll see that this is also a makar. Because the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Zayin, Ksoim Zoyz Zikorein Vasefer. And the Gemara dashes. Ksoim Zoyz Mashakos of Khan. And then it dashes word for word. The Russian of the Gemara Actually, we'll see. Gemara brings a machlokes tanoim. Ksoy zois mashakos of kan of mishnah Torah. In Parshas Bishalach it says ksoy zois mashakos of kan of mishnah Torah. Zikarain mashakos of benevim in Shmuel. But sefer mashakos of Megillah. Divrei Rav Elazar Amidoi. Rav Elazar Amidoi says this is a makar that is a din of Parshas Zechiras Amalek. That is a din of Megillah Esther is also part of Tanakh. And the other man says no. Ksoy zois mashakos of kan in Parshas Bishalach. Zikarain mashakos of mishnah Torah. But sefer mashakos of benevim. Megillah Esther is not mentioned. But if you want to go to Megillah Esther, also there's really four places in Tanakh that you have mentioned about Amalek. You have Parshas Bishalach. You have Parshas Kisese, you have Shmuel, and you have Megillah Esther. And this, the pasuk in Parshas Bishalach already is meranus on all four. Ksoy zois zikarin b'sefer. What's the matzav that Megillah Esther also counts? It's ksoy zois is Bishalach and Kisese. Zikarin is Shmuel, b'sefer is Megillah. And the other matzav says no. Ksoy zois is just Bishalach, but zikarin is Mishnah Torah, b'sefer is Nevi'im. Oh, but there's a remnant to it. In Parshas Bishalach, where he says there's going to be a Parsha of Shmuel and a Parsha of... So Shmuel did say a pasuk about Amalek. He said the pasuk in Shmuel, that's also one of the Parshiyos. And there's already a remnant for it in Parshas Bishalach. And it's interesting, if the Oyel was Oyel on it, right before Purim, we lay all, in the ear time of Purim, we lay all four of these places. Parsha Zohar, Shabbat Zohar, we lay in Kisete. Purim, Boi Vayoy, we lay in Parshas Bishalach. The Haftarah of Parshas Zohar is Shmuel, and then we learn Megillah Esther. There's a Seder of Marv over here. Ksoy, Zoy, Zikar, and Basifer. In the Kufa, around Purim time, we go and do all four Parshias. Parshas Bishalach, on Purim, Parshas Kisese, Shmuel, and then Megillah Esther. If you learn Megillah Esther also is the Pshat. But we're saying this stickle that since Shaw lost his Melucha, that's why Shmuel had a son as a killer, not Alf. So I have a few arguments on that chapter. First of all, if there was no din of Melech anymore, and Shmuel was Stamaze killing him, I have a problem. Shmuel was a Nadir. And then it's going to ask a Nadir is not allowed to be Matama. So how was he able to kill a God? So there's a terrorist that they say, after the voice to say. There's an after the rights of Zahir of Mohammed Samalik. I after I say after, let someone else who's not a Nadir do it. This is a riot, we're big story that you don't make Cheshbonis like that. Hefshir, Boi Tanaka, but not with somebody else. He wanted to do the mitzvah. And he had Ezra Dekaloitse. And it's Ezra Dekaloitse, Shmuel. But Mishnah, that was the shot. Now, Ezra Dekaloitse, Shmuel, the Nazir, was able to be Matamah to kill Amalek. That I got. But if you're going to say that really there was no din Mohammed Amalek, because Shaul was his Malucha, and Melech is Ma'akit, and Shmuel was doing it, Stamazoi, because Shakashar Nashim Shikwa Kabecha, so there's Taka problem. He's a Nazir, he's not allowed to be Matamah. It's a stick on the aura on this shot. Another aura on this pshat is that it's not pashat, even though the lashon of the pasuk is kasher mamluch, kara Hashem as mamluch hascha hayoyim, Shaul did not lose the malucha that day. There's a big machlokes, did Shaul lose his malucha that day? Or the kavana was just that he's going to lose the hemshech of the malucha and it's going to go to David. But not that boy v'yoy, he became ois melech. There's rais l'kan l'kan. Kemat is an often a gemara in Megillah, Daf Yudalit, Abigail told David, that Shaul is still here. So Layat the Vechabahilam, Shaul is still the Melech. They ain't Malchus Nagat the Chavrata. There's a Gemara, Vachem Dakuk Yit Chet also, the Chayim of Furish, that Shaul still was considered a Melech till the day he died. This Pshat was based that he lost his Melucha right away then. I once found a different Maramachim that he did lose the Melucha from a Sugi Yavonis Af Chafalis. Tyson over there said that a person's mutter be Eishas Chomet. You're allowed to marry Eishas Chomet. How do you know you're allowed to marry Eishas Chomet? The wife of your shver, because David married Rizpah bat Aya. Rizpah bat Aya was Shaul's wife. Now David was the son-in-law of Shaul. David married Michal bat Shaul, and he also married Rizpah bat Aya, who was the wife of Shaul. So it's a raya yimutter the eishes chomet. A very bad taitis. Fret the eishes shloim over there in Yevamot Tafavalet that Rizpah bat Aya was only a pilegish. She wasn't the real wife of Shaul. She was only a pilegish. So what's the right? Imam is allowed to marry Eishes Chomek, she was only a Pilegish. Zot the Eishes Shleima, only a Melech is mother in a Pilegish. And since Shaul lost his Melucha, and he goes that he lost the Melucha right there, boy by Yoim, so he had to remarry his Pilegish, he had to marry this Melech Aya, the real wife. And that's why Tarsus Taka could bring a Raya that from the fact that David married this Melech Aya, that a person's mother in Nation's Chamer. My Shvedah Tzal wanted to say, based on this Mahalach, he wanted to be Maitif. The Gemara we said, mentioned in the Megillah, has a Machloik, is Ksoy Zoy Zikaron Basefer. Do we say Ksoy Zoy is just Bishalach? Zikaron is Kisete. And Basefer means Shmuel, and there's no Makar from Megillah Esther. That's the Gemara that Zion is telling me. Is there Megillah Esther Nitnali Kotzev or not? And the other one says, no, Ksoy Zoy is Bishalach. And Mishnah Torah, Zikaron is Shmuel with Nevi'im, and Basefer is Megillah Esther. He said, it's totally in the Shiloh whether you need a Melech. In the time of Esther, there was no Melech. He doesn't go with that Mechudas Tikkun Knech, we said that Batilvash Esther Malchus, he was Shaul's begotten, so she had the Melech. Especially if Shaul was the Melech, because I don't know if his begotten haven't been big the Melech anymore. Other, and he doesn't go with that. So the one down with the Machloikis. Rabbi Lev Rami Dori that says, Megillah Esther does count because the old Melech is not Ma'akiv. And Rabbi Yeshua, who argued and said over there that that's only till Shmuel, but Megillah Esther not, because the old Melech is Ma'akiv. That's really the Sherish of the Machloikis. Now Shaul made a mistake, he was supposed to kill out all the Amalekim and he didn't. And the Washington Post again, Shmuel tells him, Batat Harad Be'ini Hashem. So the Chofetz Chaim asks, what's Batat Harad Be'ini Hashem? It's not something he did, it's something he didn't do. He didn't kill out all the Amalekim. So the Tvi is on a shame of Al-Taisa. Why is the Washington Post saying, Batat Harad Be'ini Hashem? You did something bad. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Be'emis, it's with Tzicha, you're killing out a lot of people. Now if you do the mitzvah the right way, and you kill it all the Malekim, so you're Makayim, what you were supposed to do. But now that you did it, and you left some of them alive. So Mr. Stam's there, right there. But Tatarah, the Eni Hashem, Chaval on the ones that you did kill. If you didn't do it the right way, Chaval on the ones you did kill. Now it says, Amalek started up with us. Va'ata oyoy v'yageya v'lo yore elikim. Amalek is lo yore elikim. I saw Pshat from the Brisker Rock, and gave the signals in Baba Kama. What does it mean, Amalek? He started up with us when we were tired. And therefore he's not a Yoreh Elikim. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, the fine test, what's the difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan? A Ganav is scared of people. He's only not scared of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So after Marshal, the Pshat is that way he takes cable because he's a Kuiper, he's not a curse. A Gazlan is not there about Taiva. He knows there's a Rabbi Shalom, he knows there's people, he knows there's a Bezin, he's about Taiva, he wants the money anyway, he doesn't care about anything. But a Ganav is worse because he's scared of the people, just not of Hashem. That's worse, he's Yoreh Elikim, he deserves to take cable, he's not a curse. That's Shem Amalek. Ba'ata oyef v'yakeh. He waited until we were tired. From Klaizel, he was scared. So he waited until they were very weak and tired. But why the Rabbi Shmuel the Lord Yoreh Elikim? That he didn't care that. It's like the B'chin of a God. That he's only scared of the people. He's not scared of the Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Indian of Amalek, Avad is Asher Korcha Baderech, is that it makes it, it's Makar, it makes it Sufik in Amunah. Like we said before, Ba'yikro, with the small Aleph. He looks at Vayikar, he doesn't concentrate so much. He says Vayikar, Mikra, Asher Korcha Baderech. Everything is Mikra, and he's Ma'ira Sveikis, and that's really Amalek. I saw in the Kuntres, from Rav Karel saying that's out, the Riches on this. He says Amalek, he brings from different farm, and he's Moisif. Amalek, he says, first of all, Gematria 240 is Reish Mem, is Rom, is Gaiva. Amalek is Gaiva, Rom Levotcha V'Shachat Es Hashem. Rom, Amalek is Gematria Rom. Because the ikkar is that he makes Gaiva forget about the Rabbanu Shlom, he's Makar of the Amun. And he says, Banis, everyone has Amalek in himself. And everyone has to talk to the Moichad Amalek. That's the mitzvah of this week. You have to take out the Amalek. The Amalek is the end of Pashazach and Purim Bechlau. You have to take out the Amalek. Everyone has an Amalek. Barom Levokcha, Veshachat Tef Hashem. You have to take out the Amalek from the way. And then he goes further. He says, Amalek is a Lashon of Ma'akil, is a Lashon of Krumkat. And then he says more, he says, Amalek is a Lashon of Malika. Very interesting. Malika is that you chop off the head from the rest of the body. Esav is Amalek. Esav, his head is in the Arsana Pela. Just the rest of it is not. Esav had, beside his Roish, beside his Seichel, his cold knowledge, he was holding, beside Seichel, he was holding very hard on his Rebbe. But he didn't want to warm up his heart with that. That's your Korcha Baderech. Amalek is the Malika, the separation. Yeah, you have the Seichel, he knows the truth. But he doesn't warm it up into his heart. That's Amalek. And that's what Esav is. That Esav's neck, his head is not set attached to the rest of his body. In the Seichel, he has it in his head. But it's cold. And it's without Rekesh and without bringing it into the heart. And that's the Yisoid of working off Lechias Amalek. So we have Lechias Amalek talk about Manav also. Now there's two mitzvahs by the Parsha of Amalek. There's a mitzvah of Kriya Seichel Amalek. It's a mitzvah's essay day, right? So there's a machlokes b'shoyim, some b'shoyim say it's a mitzvah once a year, once a lifetime. is it a din taki to say it in Toicha Sefer? Because even if that is some showing that it's a din to do it by Sora Dafka, is it the right of Parsha Zohar? And you have to do it by Sora? There's a Chumrah that a person should make sure that his minion that he's listening to Parsha Zohar, that all the 10 people in the minion should be in Gedolim. If it's a guy only 13 years old, Yisoyimach HaChazot is a rabbah. And it's not Vadai that he's a Godol, it's Kedai to be Machmer that all 10 people in the minion should be Vadai Gedolim, that will maybe stay Sarah. Shouldn't Yisoyimach HaChazot is a rabbah? There's a fact that there's a derayt to have 10 people. And there's a fact that it's a derayt to learn from a sefer, like some are showing him. You have to know if in the Midbar they were not already the din of Zechirat HaMalek, because in the Midbar there's a man down on Gittin that Torah was Megillah Megillah, and they didn't have a full sefer Torah until the end of the 40 years. So they didn't have a kosher sefer Torah yet. I don't know how they were Makai Pasha Zohar then, if you learn that it's Ma'akit to have a sefer Torah. That was what it was. That was the din of the sefer Torah, yeah? Can learn. You have to know if there was Zechirat HaMalek then anyways. It was an instant of Moshe. They had to develop. Yes, what's up with them? Now, there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Zechirat HaMalek, of saying, like you said, maybe with a sefer once a year, or what, right? It says, Ram Gamliel was Meshachar Avdol. And the Gemara says it was a tzarek mitzvah. To make a minion he needed. Which mitzvah? The Rosh says in Brachos over there, it was a Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar, they write, you need 10. So you had to be Meshachar Avdol for Parsha Zohar. Because it's the right of doing with 10. There's another mitzvah of milcheret amalek, of killing out amalek. That mitzvah also is a big machlokes b'shoyim. Is it only a din on the tzibur? We spoke before, is it only ma'akev, you have a melech only? Or is it a din on kol yachid v'yachid? Now the chinuch shita is that noshim are potter from milcheret amalek, that's milcheret pashat, because noshim alaf menoyz milchama. And therefore, zot the chinuch, that the brother from Zechirat HaMalek also, they don't have to say the Parsha, Noshim are not shayach to hear Parsha's Zohar. Because whoever's not shayach to the Mulchama doesn't have to have shayach to the Zechirat HaMalek. First of all, the Chinuch two kashas. First of all, he says that the Chinuch himself paskins that mitzvahs, Melchemet mitzvah of Shiva Amin, Noshim Achayim. Afilu Chosan, Mechidri, Vakalu, Mechupasa, even Noshim Achayim. So why is the Chinuch saying that Noshim are potter from Melchemet HaMalek and therefore the potter from Zechirat HaMalek? First of all, they should be chayiv even in Melchemet HaMalek. Because Noshim are chayiv in Melchemet Mitzvah. And second of all, even if you assume that for some reason they potter from Melchemet HaMalek, what does that have to do with Zechirat HaMalek? What does one have to do with the other? There's Melchemet HaMalek and there's Zechirat HaMalek. Two different things. Why does one have to do with the other? But as I say, the Chinuch is assuming that the din of the parsha of reading Amalek is directly tied into the parsha of the Mulchama. Noshim are potter from the Mulchama, they're potter from the Kriya also. I'm not ashamed to argue. Most ladies are trying to be machmas, unless it's the parsha of Zohar attack. What about Avodin? I was mesupit. Are Avodin chayiv in parsha of Zohar? Normally the cloud is that Avodin are chayiv in mitzvah like Noshim. But you can clear a shayla. Normally Noshim are potter from Zman Groma, and Eved is also potter from Zman Groma. La la meisha. But over here, the reason Noshim HaFatah is not because of Zman Grama, it's because they don't try to the Muhammad. And Ezra grabbed it. When you have a mitzvah that Noshim HaFatah for a specific reason that doesn't apply to the Ezra, is the Ezra also Fatah? Is it a Kholi is the Gedin when only Noshim is Chayva? Ezra is Chayva. It's a big tumult. This is negating a lot of things. There's a famous sheet that's Harambam that Avodim are also to be Mashch Zokon. Even though Noshim are not Chayva and Ashkos Zokon, Avodim could be our. There's a sheet of Toysis in Chagigat HaFeg that even though Noshim Avodim from Peru Revu, except Rabbi Yehudah Breuker, but Avodim's of Toysim, I mean Chagigat, are Chayiv in Peru Revu. There's Makarit that Avodim are Chayiv in Mila, even though Noshim are Chayiv in Mila, it's part of the Sugin HaKoyim. So you can call it also, Noshim may be Avodim from the Mulchama, but Avodim not. But it's totally, is there a Kvalius to Ketushta, whatever Noshim is Chayiv, whatever is Chayiv? This is really totally in a Friyad Kishayla. Lo Lo Meisha, this is a huge topic just to mention this, the Kudav, the other things. La la me'isha, that Eved chayiv like an isha. Before la la, Eved was potter from everything. La la was machayiv chotchi chayiv like an isha. Or fuck yeah, then Eved's only a year, then he's chayiv in all mitzvahs. La la me'isha said he's only, knocked him down, he's only going to be chayiv like an isha. Now the Kinegan and Mishnayis and Brachas brings a simple raya. La la is a shepherd from an isha to shifcha charufa, to a shifcha, not to an Eved. If Eved really is potter in everything, so la la teaches you that a shifcha is chayiv and perfect more than Eved. But if you learn that really Avodim are chayiv and everything, and Lola teaches that they're potter, Lola should only teach you that a shifcha is potter. Why should it teach you that an Eved is potter? If the Pasuk is one that Eved is chayiv and all the mitzvahs, why should Lola, because the Rishon of Lola, knock him down? Lola is only the Gabi and Isha. So you have to know, I'm clearing the chilich of an Eved potter, or not. L'chayri, from all of the mice that we see, that even things that Noshim are potter on, an Eved is still be chayiv, Ashkos HaZok and Peru Revu, Mila, there's other ones. dan hebben ze misschien wel. Over Ezra, if Noshim are potter from the Muhammad, how come they hide in Muhammad Shiva Amin? So the Avinator says, Muhammad Shiva Amin, you're chayiv Noshim also, because it says, well, it's the chayiv called Neshama, that's a lot, and Noshim are chayiv also. But Muhammad Samoa did potter. Because Muhammad Samoa is his man grown. Because Muhammad Amalek is not knowing on Shabbos. Because you can't kill them on Shabbos. So since it's not knowing on Shabbos, because you can't kill them on Shabbos, it's his man Groma. And if it's his man Groma, so you're Muhammad Amalek, yeah, Muhammad Amalek, you can't kill them on Shabbos. So it's his man Groma, because it's not knowing on Shabbos. So Noshim Apot. So why Muhammad Shiva Amin? So he says, Muhammad Shiva Amin, we're killing them out for Hashem HaOsid. That we shouldn't learn from the Meisim, so that the Malacha She'enit Tzricha Lagufa. The Matar is not the Etzim killing them. It's just that they shouldn't be around. That Malacha She'enit Tzricha Lagufa, so it's not also on Shabbos, so it's not even on Shabbos, so it's not as Mandrav. But Mochemet Samolik, where the Matar is itself, to kill them out, that the Malacha Tzricha Lagufa, so therefore it's Chil Shabbos, and it's not Noyeg on Shabbos, and since it's not Noyeg on Shabbos, so it has a gather of its Mandrav. A great Chiddush from the Avi Nezer. He's saying that the reason Noshim Apotter from Mochemes Amalek is not standing in Noshim Alav and Mochemes. Noshim Achayiv in Mochemes Mitzvah. It's a Torah of Zman Gerov, because by Mochemes Amalek specifically, it's a Malach HaTzricha Lagufa, so it's Chilul Shabbat. And when it's Chilul Shabbat, it's Zman Gerov. The Aminez of Behemoth of Pella, to the famous Kasha, Mitzvah's Maike should be considered as Zman Gerov. Because you can't build a mic on Shabbos. You can't build a mic on Shabbos. So we said before about the Siddur times, that's not called Zman Groma. We said over the Nusach, the Achrayim called it Aryeh D'Raviyeh Alei. There's a Zaitik of reason of Shabbat that you can't do it. Mitzvah Micah says, build me! The Isra of Shabbat says that you can't build it. But Abhilchus Micah is Noik. Now the Navy feels not that Bechayra, anything that even for a technical reason that's not Noik on Shabbat, because it's Chilul Shabbat, that's called Zman Groma. And therefore, Moshe Mapotet from Mochelet Amolek, because it's Zman Groma. Mr. Pella, so Micah should be a Zman Groma. So I heard about the Harifus from a going of Motri Yafin. He wanted to say, maybe the reason Micah Yipotter, it's not a Zman Groma, is because you could have to build it on Shabbos. Yad Poyo Ki Yad Balabalas. So you could have to have a Micah built on Shabbos. And if we wanted a game like this, everyone asks that the Chinuch Paskim, that Noshim Apotter from Yom Mitzvah Sefer Torah. And why they put it? The Shabbos Ari already asks. Why they put it from Mitzvah Sefer Torah? And Sinema Mizayin looks at the Shabbos Ari. Why they put it from Mitzvah Sefer Torah? And there's all kinds of Torahs, Kosher Eini, the Ksiva, there's all kinds of Torahs that everyone wants to say. There's Nishpayet. But he wanted to say no. Like the Avnei Nezer, that anything that can't be gone on Shabbos is Zman Groma, so Mitzvah Sefer Torah also can't be written on Shabbos. So it's Zman Groma. I might get, Micah became up in a Nezer. You can hire a Poyo, an Atom. You have Poyo, you have Malabayas, and you have Atom. But by Sefer Torah, that's not an Nezer. There's no way to have a Sefer Torah written on Shabbos. King's a guy. So say the Torah attack it, a noob shot, the reason Noshim HaPotter, because it's Zman Groma. I mean, that really Avi Nezer says that Noshim HaPotter is Zman Groma. So Bechorik, he was saying that Noshim HaPotter from Mochemes Amalek, because they're not shy after the Mochama, maybe because it's not Chil Shabbos, or simply because they're not shy after the Mochama, therefore the Chinuch says they're Potter also from Kriyas Parsha Zohar. Now a lot of Rishonim argue, they say no, Kriyas Parsha Zohar is a separate mitzvah, it's not Dafka connected directly to the Mochama. It's a separate mitzvah of remembering the sin of Hamoli. Noshim could have that, even though they're not believing in the Mochama, but they could have Shaykh to the Kriya of the Parsha. So that's what a lot of Noshim are like to be Machin. Now there's a Machlaikis, Mogen Avraham, and Mishnah Berurah. In Simin Tov Resh Pei Hei. What's the din about Parsha Bishal, are you yoytzer mitzvah zechiras Amalek by laying Parshas Bishal? Or no, you can only be yoytzer when you lay Parshas Kisetze. We're not even on Parshas Zohar to lay Kisetze. The Mogen Avraham writes, whoever missed Parshas Zohar, not a problem. On Purim you'll go to Shul and you'll hear Parshas Bishal, and you're also yoytzer. We spoke before that there's four places in the Torah. Two in the Torah and then two in Tanakh, right? So if you miss it on Parshas Kisetze, you can always be yoytzer with Parshas Bishal. You're not going to be yoytzer without the Torah of Parshas Zohar. I'm rather the mitzvah after the Raisa, Vaisa is to daf you hear from something in Torah Shevek Sav of the Chamisha Chomshay Torah. You're not yoytzer the Raisa of Parshas Zohar by laying Shmuel. Even though Ksoy Zoysi Karan Vaseser is the Meremes for the four places, Bishal, Kisetze, Shmuel, and Megillat Esther. But Vaisa is the Raisa requires Chamisha Chomshay Torah. Of the Zohar, you don't have to wait till the end of summertime, Elul's man, you listen to Parshas Kisetze and have it more then, when it's an Ibriyar with the Chasam Sofer, if you this is shit after 12 months, after 13 months, you don't have to worry about that. You can always listen on Purim by Bishal. The Mishnah Brura brings down this Morgan Avraham, but he asks, he says, no, you can't be Yaitu Bishal. In Parshas Bishal, it doesn't mention the Molchama. It mentions what Molech did to us, but it doesn't fear Oysen the Father, Tim Chazeichar Molech. Only in Parshas Kisetze does it say Tim Chazeichar Molech. So the Mishnah says he's not, he's Masupik, you're talking, you're not Yaitu with Parshas Bishal. You have to dock to be Yaitu with Kisetze, because the din of Zechil is to remember the Molchama. So I heard a Chiddush Ladina, Psach, a Chiddush Ladina, from Rav Hartzi Yachin, he said, a Chiddush Ladina. Noshim are trying also to be machmir to listen to Parshas Amalek. But then, if they miss Parshas Zohar, and you try to make them a new minion before Mincha, they get a minion of 10 men, and the whole Balagan is what you do, they could zichur be yaitzah when they go to Shul and put them and listen to Bishalach. Memonashach. The Morgan Avraham says he yaitzah with Parshas Bishalach. So you have a Morgan Avraham to be saying. Why is the Mr. Brura argue? Mr. Brura argue says because Parshas Bishalach doesn't mention the Muhammad. And the din of laning is the din of the Muhammad. If the din of laning Amalek is the din of the Muhammad, then the chinuch is right. Noshim are potter. It's a shaykh to the Muhammad, and Noshim are a shaykh to the Muhammad. The whole fact that the Noshim are trying to be machmer to do Parshas Zecha Amalek is because they are trying to do that. There's a separate din of Kriya which is not relevant back to the Muhammad. If that's true, then Parshas Bishalach is also Yitzhak. So Mamanashach, they're about to be Yitzhak with Parshas Bishalach. The Mishnah Brura is tiny, doesn't apply to them. And it's Mefurish in the Chinuch. The Chinuch says that you have to do it at least once a year. But then he got once, no, it used to be when they finished the Torah once every 3 years, so they only heard Amalek once every 3 years. Why once every 3 years? You have Parshas Bishalach and you have Parshas Kisetze. An opener writer can make it the Morgan Avraham. The Chinuch says once every 3 years. That's a Shkoyach. The Chinuch of course is not like the Morgan Avraham. The Chinuch is the one that says that the Vinah the Mokhama. If I say that, Leshitat, you're not going to be yoked with Parshas Bishalach. Leshitat, a lot of that's what's going to be. When I'm in the Ha'ara, when a person becomes a bar mitzvah bachar, loy shamati that he should be machmer right away the week after his bar mitzvah to go listen to Parshas Zohar. Mitzvah says it right. A guy becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of the summer, I don't know, middle of the winter, he doesn't go that week right away. You wait until Purim. L'chayr is a din, he should go. Mitzvah says it right. He's a gadol now. He should go make a Parshas Zohar. So if the din on the tzibur, Ken Zayin, there's no tzibur now, and there's no din on Kol Yachid V'Yachid, maybe. Ken Zayin, Mashavadik, really you need a melech. Really you need a melech. And the only time you can have Parshas Amalek is with a melech. And nowadays, ain't no melech. But why do you need a melech, Taka? The purpose of the melech, that the reason we can go Taka kill out a Amalek, is because the melech is ma'achid Kol Yisrael. We have a melech. That's what's ma'achid us. We have achdus. Nowadays, you don't have a melech with nothing. Of the five Purim, that's a Bazundar Shmuel Nishvayat, of a Purim, by Rechus, there's an Indian that Purim is the Indian of Achus, Yamach of Klal Yisrael. Before Purim time, Mishloi Yechmane, Ishmael, Yehulech, Kenoit, says, Kol Yehudim, there's Achus, then and only then, that's the time of the year that we're able to have Parshas Zohar. And that's Nishlom Zif, that's why Taka, Parshas Zohar, I mean, said, in this next week we're going to learn all four places. Yeah, on Purim we're going to learn Bishalach, Shabbos we're going to learn Zohar, we're going to have the Haftarah, I think this year twice we're going to have the Haftarah. 2 weeks in a row, next week is also Haftarah, same again for Purim Shulish, same Haftarah, and then we have Megillat Esther. Only in the time of Purim now is the time that when Mechazik and the Haftarah, then it's Taka Shaiach to go be Loichem Keneged Amalek, like we explained what Amalek was.